Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
I was looking at the box office over the weekend, and I was surprised by the number one movie.
Freakier Friday.
No.
It is.
It isn't.
It isn't?
No. Freakier Friday was beaten by a movie I never even heard of. However, as I looked into it a little further, I went, oh, I do know a lot of people in this. It's got quite a cast. Freakier Friday came in second place.
All right.
Made about $29 million in its opening weekend. Domestically. No idea what it did worldwide. I'm sure it was just amazing. And there are a lot of big movies. I mean, the Fantastic Four, it seems like that one should have done more, but it's fallen to third place. The Bad Guys 2, that is in fourth place. Naked Gun, Superman, Jurassic World Rebirth, F1, the movie. Those are all, you know, as we run down the top 10 here. The number one movie over the weekend with $42.5 million domestically is a movie called Weapons.
Never heard of it.
It's a major release, 3,200 screens, Warner Brothers Pictures. Weapons is a horror movie. It is super creepy.
Oh, it's starring the lady from Ozark.
It's Ruthie.
Mm-hmm.
Julia Garner.
Oh, Brolin's in it.
Yeah. It's a movie that I thought, oh, look at that. Look at all these people that you'd reckon. I mean, there's some...
95% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It is a story about a teacher whose entire class, except for apparently one kid, disappears. They don't disappear while they're at school. They apparently leave the house and they all run in the creepiest way possible. Are you seeing any of the imagery for the poster, the movie poster? So the kids run. They're little. I don't know how little. They look like, I don't know, 10-year-olds. They run with their hands out like a jet plane.
Uh-huh.
Not like this. So they're running. And they just run like this.
Into the sunset.
Into the night where mm-hmm. people start getting murdered.
Okay.
And just from watching the trailer, I know that I'm going to love hate this movie because I do love a good horror movie. This one seems particularly
creepy. Why will you hate it then?
Because I will have to go like this a lot.
Oh.
I have to look through my fingers.
You don't like seeing children get whacked?
Oh, the children are doing the whacking. Yeah, the children. The children are the bad guys in this. It appears from the...
Spoiler alert! Yeah.
All I did was watch the trailer. The children are off. They're off doing stuff. And actually, the imagery in this is just...
Killer kids are creepy.
Yeah.
I know.
Like
the children
of
the corn.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah.
When I go into my daughter's room, the youngest daughter, this is sister.
And she's floating above the bed.
No, they're just... There are dolls everywhere in there. And they have their little...
Dolls are so creepy.
Dolls are the... I'm about to argue that kids are creepy.
Yeah.
Murder kids. Murder dolls are worse. And they're in every spot. She's made a little bed for each one. So they're... But there they lay, like, just...
ready to kill you. Yeah.
You know that...
Staring up at the ceiling like, when do I get my shot?
There's like... 6 baby dolls in beds all around this kid's room. And I just, that's creepy. Yeah.
You know, I didn't get to it, but a month or so ago, do you know the movie The Conjuring? With
yeah.
The Annabelle yeah. doll or mm-hmm. whatever. So first of all, I did not know this, but the actual Annabelle doll is a Raggedy Ann.
Oh.
The real one
yeah. that they tore around. Because Raggedy Ann's are just like, you know, they're creepy. Well, they are now.
As far as dolls go, they're not the creepiest.
No, they just look like a little patched together doll. Did you have a Raggedy Ann when you were a kid?
No.
Yeah, I had a Raggedy Ann. Or I should say, my family had one. It got passed around a little.
It looks a lot like it would be Bozo's girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to look like an old fashioned, you know, your mom made it with scraps of clothes, like a recycled doll.
The hair's like that bright red.
Yeah.
We were poor, so like I would always get like the knockoff version of everything.
Oh, you couldn't even get a full on Raggedy Ann?
Raggedy Andy. I think mine was like Raggedy Andrew or something. It was.
Mention Raggedy Ann and Andy dolls.
So I didn't realize that the actual real life Conjuring doll that supposedly killed all these people was a Raggedy Ann.
Makes sense.
It makes sense that they changed it in the movie because the least creepy doll of all time is Raggedy Ann. At least I think she is. So on this tour, as they're touring it around, the guy who was like, he was in charge of it. Like he was moving the doll from place to place and setting up whatever the, you know, visuals were. They were touring that doll around and that dude bit it. Like he was maybe 50 something. He died in a hotel room, like right after he put the doll away. And everyone was like, okay, that's creepy, but the show must go on. Grab Raggedy Ann, let's move her to the next city. Mm. I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Do you have a thought, Bob?
I thought where you were going with this a comedian bought the Conjuring house and the museum that includes the original Annabelle Raggedy Ann, Matt Rife.
I feel like I have heard of Matt Rife.
He's a comedian who came up on TikTok doing a lot of crowd work and like really connecting with like women in the audience. Mm-hmm. And then he found a lot of success on tour and did a Netflix special where he just really bashed women.
Great.
Oh, so he built up this audience and then he just destroyed the...
Yeah.
That's smart.
It was really interesting. And then he got his whole face redone and...
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
I gotta look that up. Wow.
Is this the guy that was all over the like 32-year-old girl who was like, yeah, I'm single and... Does he do like political punditry? Like, I feel like I know his name from that. Okay, anyway... So you're saying he bought the house that was supposedly haunted by the Raggedy Ann doll. And is he the guy behind sending it out on this tour where the guy wound up getting killed by the doll?
No, this just happened. He just bought this.
Oh.
I heard it last week.
I've never seen this guy before. There he is.
Well, don't worry about him. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Yeah,
I'm not buying Matt Rife stock.
Yeah, that's probably... a safe non-investment.
But he is a legit comedian. He has made his name standing on stage with a mic telling jokes.
Yes, he's got a Netflix special.
All right.
Looking at the Raggedy Ann doll that is apparently the real Conjuring doll, it's not surprising that for the movie they went with something a little more hardcore. Like, look, that doll that they used looks so evil. Like, even her eyes are just like, ah! And smiling at you was harder in my eyes. Oh, that's good.
Anyway, I love those movies. Another one comes out next month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, September 5th.
Wow, is this like the fourth one?
If you can't count the Annabelles and you count are the nuns also in this universe? I don't know.
I don't know. I think I've only seen maybe the first two.
They're so good.
I like them. I like to be scared. I like scary movies. I like to be scared. I like when, you know, there's a... They show the ghost in the background of a scene, yeah. And you're like, "Whoa! Do you guys see that?
Did you see that? Did you see that?
Am I the only one?"
There's four, and then there's also just a movie called Annabelle. So,
Okay. Anyway, domestically, a movie called Weapons was your number one movie. And it's a horror movie starring little murdering kids. And Ruthie, Julia Garner from Ozark.
Now that is stock I would buy, Julia Garner.
Yeah.
Actually, I bought it years ago, so it's really gone up.
Oh. Yeah. If you bought that, because I was like, oh man, who's that chick on that show? And then by the end, I was like, I love that chick on that show. I love her. I wish I didn't.
Ruthie was a hard ass.
Ruthie
no doubt.
Was absolutely the best. So I'm reading this story about Jamie Gertz. Does the name Jamie Gertz ring a bell to you?
Yes. I don't know why, though. Right now, I see a vague face, which I could probably go any direction
please,
with.
Please describe what you see in your mind. Don't say anything.
I want to say she's a brunette.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get that right?
Yep. Yes.
I want to say she has brown eyes.
Okay.
And I want to say that she's old.
Well, she is now. Yeah. I mean, she's
in the most famous movie ever filmed at Santa Cruz.
She is.
That's the vampire movie,
the
right?
Lost Boys.
Yeah, The Lost Boys.
I've never even seen it.
What? That movie's so good.
Your kids will love it.
What?
It's at Santa Cruz.
It's all in the, yeah.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you've we're got, watching it.
When
oh,
I was
the next movie club movie.
When that movie came out, The Lost Boys were the, okay, this is going to sound like our generation's just full of idiots, but I remember being, and it probably is,
go
it's
on.
Fine. I remember all the little girls that I went to school with would wear flair with little pins with pictures of different people from that movie.
Yes.
Weren't they all heartthrobs?
Yes.
In The Lost Boys, wasn't it?
Get me the names of them, because some of them were, there was one boy.
Well, it was Kiefer Sutherland was in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
he was a mean guy.
The Hames, Corey.
Yeah, it was
Corey
all those little heartthrobby kids.
Corey Feldman was in it too. Jason Newlander, Alex Winter too. From Bill and Ted fame.
Yes, so he's
Worth.
Like the little kid, and then the but the brown haired boy was had a minute as a heartthrob. Anyway, Jamie Gertz is in that. So
Jason Patrick.
Yes, I love Jason Patrick. I love him.
All the girls that I, and then you know,
do
if
you
you're a little
Ice
boy
Castles?
Trying to make time with a lady and you're all, great, she loves a movie star.
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to do now?
Getting movies. Quick,
I have
stat.
$2 and I need to buy a burrito today.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.